Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurtured. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. I kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. We certainly appreciate you for your tuning in, and we're trusting and praying that all is well with you and yours. We're in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 in particular. Verses 13 and 14 is the product that is produced from the applying of the Beatitudes to one's life. Verses 9 through 12 deals with the pain, or 10 through 12 deals with the pain of applying those Beatitudes to your life. But on last week, we talked about salt and what the Christian is represented by being salt. And so today we want to, spend some time, a little time, in dealing with being the light of the world. God is light. John, 1 John 1:5, John said, "Then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." Jesus Christ said, "I am the light of the world." John 8, verse 12, John 9, verse 5. Here in this passage, Jesus says, "Ye are the light of the world." What an enormous compliment. God is light. Christ is light. And the believer is said to be the light of the world. The believer is what God and Christ are, light. No greater compliment could be paid to the believer. But note, to be identified with God is an enormous responsibility as well as a compliment. Whatever light is and does, the believer is to be and do. In John chapter 12, verse number 35, Jesus said, "Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have the light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light." These things spake Jesus and departed and did hide himself from them. God is light, and in him is no darkness, 1 John 1:5. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, the very embodiment of the heavenly light, John 8:12 and John 9:5. The light of the knowledge of God is seen in the face of Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 6. Jesus Christ lights every man who comes into the world, John 1:9. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Believers are said to become children of light through belief in the light. Jesus Christ himself, John 12, verse 36. Believers have been transferred from the dominion of darkness into the kingdom of Christ, the inheritance of light, Colossians 1:13. Before they come to Christ, believers are not only in darkness, but are an embodiment of darkness. But when they come to Christ, believers are placed in the light and become an embodiment of the light, Ephesians 5, verse number 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Believers are the light of the world, Matthew 5:14-16. And believers are to set their light on a candle, to make their light conspicuous, Matthew 5:15. Jesus said, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and to give a light unto all that are in the house. Believers are to set their light on the candlestick, Matthew 5:15. Evildoers shun the light, John 3:20. The creation of light is a picture of the expulsion of spiritual darkness. In John 8:12, Jesus spake again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The word light comes from the Greek word photos. John used the word 21 times, and it is of great significance. So then, Jesus says that children of the kingdom are to be the light of the world. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Notice what Jesus further says. He said, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Jesus says that children of the kingdom must be salt, must be light in order to shine into this dark world in which we live, that men may see how to come to God. So then we see that Jesus is encouraging kingdom children not to be children of darkness, but to be children of light. Well, the character of the disciple is to be light. Here he says that the disciples must be like him, Jesus, the light of the world. The disciple is to undergo a radical transformation. He is to become like Christ and more, and to reflect the light of Christ. Light is and does several things. Number one, light is clear and pure. It is clean. That is good, right, true. Again, Ephesians 5:8-9, Paul said, for ye were sometime darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Not only is light pure, light, it penetrates. By nature, it cuts through and eliminates darkness. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5:5, ye are the children of light and the children of day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Light enlightens. It enlarges a person's vision and knowledge of an area. John 12:35, Jesus said unto them, while is the light with you? Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you, for he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whether he goeth. Light reveals, it opens up the truth of an area, a whole new world. It clears up the way to the truth and the life. Jesus said in John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, by the light which he is. John 12:36, Jesus said, While ye have light, believe in the light that ye may be the children of light. Light guides. It directs the way to go, leads along the right path. John 12:46. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me shall not abide or walk in darkness. Light strips away the darkness. John 3:19-20. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Light strips away the chaos. Philippians 2:15, Paul said that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Come back next week, Lord willing, and we'll give you a couple more things that light does, and we'll give you the background upon which Jesus made the statement that he was the light of the world and that he is the light of the world. At this time, we're going to give way for prayer requests.
Thank you so much, Brother Jones, for doing an amazing job on this morning. If you have a prayer request, please press the number 1 on your phone at this time. And when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. Please remember to keep your request at 30 seconds or less due to time restrictions of the call. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other, for every family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. Thank you. Caller 3964, please state your request.
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Pam. I'd like to thank the brother for the message. Pray for my family that we will continue to walk in the light. Pray for, especially for my daughter Jayla, who had the COVID-19 test. Pray that it will come back negative, and pray for her health, that she will continue to feel better. Also pray for my husband Rick and Kennedy, and for their health as well. And pray for me that God will just continue to guide me. And pray for our new convert, Brother Pickett, who was baptized last week. And pray for our minister, who will have surgery on Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your prayer request. We'll now have our closing prayer by Brother Roger Jones. I'm sorry. Please also pray for my dear sister Faith. Her husband was hospitalized. She said that everything is okay. So just pray that God will bless the hands of the doctors that are ministering unto him, bless her body, that she's able to continue to care for him in a way that is acceptable and pleasing in God's sight. Thank you.
Eternal God, our Father, it is once again that we come in the meekest and humblest manner that we know how, realizing that thou art God, and beside thee there is none other. Father, come, first of all, in behalf of Sister Pam, her family, her daughter Jayla, who is testing for the COVID-19 virus, and trusted that that test will come back negative. We pray for her husband, Rick Kennedy, the new convert, Brother Pickett, who was baptized into the Lord on last week. We pray for her minister, who is going to have surgery. Pray that that surgery will be a success, that he will have a speedy recovery, that he may be able to return home to his family and to the church where he serves. Pray for Sister Danielle, Sister Faith, her husband. We ask that you will continue to strengthen her physically, that she may be able to care for her husband as a wife should. We pray that whatever the doctors and nurses are doing, that you will guide their hearts, minds, and hands, that it will be a success, that he may have a speedy recovery as well. We pray for Sister Janice Graham and her family. We ask, Father, that you will look into that family and grant her the things that she needs, and help her to be thankful for each and every day that her children are alive and still have an opportunity to come to repentance and to be restored to fellowship with you and the church. Help us to be mindful that every day that we live, that we have food, clothing, and shelter. We need to stop and pause and thank you for those necessities of life. And even when we don't get our prayers answered as we would like, Father, we ask that you would help us to have the strength to be faithful to you regardless of whatever your decision may be. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. We ask it all in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.